Chapter 10. Open up your life. Realizing your influence on yourself and the world. You need space to live your well life. Now that you've clarified your life purpose and have chosen specific goals, it's time to bolster these choices through structure, sweetness, and space. These three elements will help make your well life easier to attain because they'll help you weave your goals and purpose into the fabric of every day. In this chapter, we'll show you how to access space in order to connect with your highest self, to enrich your experience, to empower your goals, to embody the future you desire, to let go of anything that's getting in your way, and to receive the success that comes to you. Overview of space. Let's review some of the attributes of space. Space gives you the capacity to understand who you really are. It allows you to receive and grow. It enables you to reflect, refine, and heal. It lets you listen, feel, and see. It offers you access to universal wisdom, creativity, and insight. And it's the openness to allow life to just be, without the need to resist it, to cling to it, or to change it. Space is the hardest thing for most people to cultivate and the trickiest to understand. There's an unfathomable awareness being expressed through you. Your body and personality are but one narrow expression of that totality, but it's all accessible to you. Your higher self empowers you, breathes through you, inspires you, holds you, and gives perspective to all the stuff your life revolves around. All the challenges of the physical world are manageable when you're connected to the vastness that you are. You can call this God, Goddess, Spirit, Awareness, Highest Self, or whatever feels good to you. For the sake of simplicity, we'll mostly use the word spirit in this discussion because it feels pretty neutral, but we'll switch it up a bit just to emphasize that they're all names for the same thing. The point is, whatever you call it, you must make space to fortify this connection and access the wellspring of power and clarity within. Incorporating space into your life. Because you're bringing this space into a structured real-life world, it's important to integrate it into the structure of your days in order for it to fully imbue your life with its significance and magic. Many people start with a spiritual practice, such as yoga or meditation, that entails the deliberate opening of space to connect with spirit for a few minutes here or there. While it's absolutely worthwhile to have times of pure space, such a practice can give you a compartmentalized sense of the spiritual realm, as if you have to stop everything to connect to it. Eventually, a compartmentalized spiritual practice may start to spill over into the rest of your life. But we prefer to invite this specialness and the sense of trust that comes from it into the everyday, which means working it into your life structure. If the goal is a more spiritually charged life, then small, frequent doses of space are likely to accomplish this more effectively than big, infrequent ones. In Chapter 12, we'll explain how and why to create rituals. You'll find this an excellent way of utilizing structure for this purpose.